Hello friends, welcome to Viz School. So we are on chapter 17, and in this chapter we are going to cover the swaps. In the previous chapter we saw about the futures and options. In this chapter we are going to understand the foreign exchange interest rate swaps. So what is the learning objective? To understand the different types of foreign exchange interest rate swaps. Before that we need to understand what exactly is a swap. And exchange of liabilities, the simultaneous purchase and sale of one currency for another where the contracts are different value dates is called as a swap, and this could be an exchange of interest rates also. Swaps are the most common hedging and risk management tools. Swaps as an instrument was born to enable the borrowers to manage risk arising out of the mismatches of interest rates, maturity or currency. There were specific advantages for the lower rated borrowers and the higher rated borrowers. The lower rated borrowers had an advantage in the floating rate borrowings, whereas the higher rated borrowers had an advantage in the fixed rate borrowings, and both could collaborate and take advantage of this and enter into a swap transaction. What was the scenario prior to the creation of swap? Borrower had to necessarily raise monies in the relevant locations. The main objective was to match the currency and the maturity and see whether the interest rates were fixed or floating. If there were mismatches, the risk had to be borne by the borrower. So this was one of the main risks before creation of the swap. However, swap came to the rescue to solve the business problems. The problem several businesses have is that they have a surplus in one currency while a deficit in other. And non-trading activities such as corporations and governments also use swaps extensively to manage the cash and control the exposure. So swap was effectively utilized by the business people to tackle with the mismatches in the interest rates. Let's understand this with an example. Let us assume the surplus currency is the US dollars and the deficit currency is the pound sterlings. What are the alternatives available? Invest in US dollars for pound sterlings and buy it back 30 days forward. By this, the surplus currency is utilized to fund the deficit currency. Sell the US dollars for the pounds and buy it back 30 days forward. By this method, the surplus currency is utilized to fund the deficit currency. The alternative chosen will be on the rate of interest receivable or charge on the two different currencies and the forward rate. So the excess currency and the deficit currency both can be utilized based on the interest rates. Now what happens for the borrowings in foreign currencies? There are several ways in borrowing monies. Many borrow in foreign currency as they have income in that foreign currency to service the debt. Others borrow in another currency as they believe that the currency they have borrowed in will weaken, thereby reducing the cost of the borrowings. Some others borrow have no offsetting revenues, but they do not wish to expose to foreign exchange risk. They will fully hedge their foreign borrowings by foreign exchange swap transactions. So these are the different ways the borrowings could happen. Now let us focus on the interest rate swap. An interest rate swap is an agreement between two counterparties to exchange the future cash flows at an agreed notional amount on an agreed amount. It involves the swapping of a fixed interest rate loan for a floating rate loan and the vice versa. So when we talk in terms of interest rate swaps, the essential ingredient which is involved is the interest rate, and specifically we call it as the interest rate swap because it involves swapping of a fixed interest rate loan for a floating rate loan. So both would generally be different, and by swapping this, the confidence of the parties involved in the swap is displayed as to on which type of interest rate they have more confidence into. A borrower raises money in one market and swaps or exchanges the servicing obligation with the counterparty who has raised the loan in different markets. And this results in reducing the borrowing costs of both parties and enables them to structure the liability profile best suited to their respective cash flows. The amount exchanged are calculated on a fixed notional principal amount. There are certain rates called as the benchmark rates. The interest rate swaps are based on the borrower's raising funds in the markets where it has the advantage, and then swapping the corresponding interest payments to achieve the cheaper funding rates for each other. Higher rated borrowers have an advantage in the fixed rated market, and the lower rated borrowers have an advantage in the floating rate market. The benchmark rates normally used For all the international transactions are the LIBOR, that is the London Interbank Offered Rate for floating rates, and the government bond yields for the fixed interest rates. So how does an interest rate swap benefit a party? When it comes to the fixed rate lenders, fixed rate lenders buy the bonds. Pricing of the bonds depends on the acceptability of the borrowing company to the investing public, greater risk in case of an unfamiliar borrower. The floating rate market pricing depends on the lenders, who are institutions like the international banks used to taking risk. The borrower would have a comparative advantage in borrowing in the floating rate market than in the fixed rate markets. So if you have to understand this with an example, say a 7-year loan taken by a first class borrower, and the rates are shown, the floating rate and fixed rate for borrower A and borrower B in developing countries. So having this scenario in the background, borrower from the developing country is perceived as a greater risk, and he therefore pays a higher interest rate or premium on the loan than a borrower from the industrial country who is perceived as a good risk. The comparative advantage for the borrower from the developing country borrowing in floating market as against the fixed market, pay an additional LIBOR for a floating rate loan and pay an additional charge of 1.5% in case of a fixed rate loan. Therefore, by taking a floating rate loan and then swapping the interest liability with a suitable counterparty, a borrower can obtain a fixed rate funding at an effective interest cost of less than 9.5% per annum. How does the swap of interest actually work? B requires a 7-year fixed rate funding. B raises a 7-year floating rate debt at, say, 1/2 above LIBOR. B locates a counterparty A who requires 7-year floating rate funds and who has a comparative advantage over B in the fixed funds market. A raises 7-year fixed rate fund at 8% per annum. B approaches A and then they agree to swap interest liabilities. B agrees to pay A 8.5. A agrees to pay interest to B at LIBOR. So what did A and B get? A has got the floating rate funds at LIBOR. B has got the fixed rate funds 9% and this is how he benefits. And therefore, by making an interest rate swap, both the parties have reduced the effective interest costs of their borrowings. This case study is in detail explained in your textbook. So what happens in factual practice? It is very difficult for B and A to find each other, and therefore a middleman is required to bring these parties together. And this middleman are the international banks, who bring two parties together, and these parties pay a small commission to the international bank for bringing them together. International banks makes two separate swaps, one with the B and one with the A. The comparative advantage gets split in the three ways between B, A and the bank acting as the middleman. So all the three gets the benefits. Now let us understand what is a basis swap. Generally, interest rate swaps are entered into between the fixed and the floating rate loans, and sometimes the swaps are also entered for the benchmark rates, that is the LIBOR-based interest liability, the swap for a prime or a treasury bill one. And such swaps are specifically known as the basis swaps. So basis swaps specifically originate in this particular scenario. Next, we also have arbitrage opportunities. Those who invest in fixed rate interest instruments are more concerned of credit quality than those who lend a short term. And as a consequence, the premium charge to the issuer of lesser credit quality in the fixed rate market is higher than in the floating rate lending market, and this gives rise to the arbitrage opportunities to the counterparties to the swap by assessing those markets where they have the greatest advantage. Next, we move to the currency swaps. Currency swaps applies to the transactions in which two entities effectively exchange two long-dated borrowings in different currencies. These are used as a technique for raising the resources in any currency and using those resources in the needed currency. Currency swaps involves the exchange of fixed rate interest payments in one currency for the fixed rate interest payments in another currency. So just like we have currency futures, currency options, in swap also we have the currency swaps facility. There are three main steps involved. Number one, initial exchange of principal amount at a spot rate on the date of commencement of the swap. The second step involves periodic exchange of interest rates during the period of swap. And the third step involves a re-exchange of the principal amount on the maturity. Thus, all these three steps bring together a swap transaction. The swap is employed to eliminate the exchange risk on the borrower or to take on a desirable currency exposure. Let's understand this once again with the example. This is as it is stated in your textbook. A US company wishes to borrow British pound sterling and a British company wishes to borrow US dollars. So their respective costs of borrowing in each currency rates are shown in the slide. And based on this information, you can see the US dollars rate is 9% in US company. In case of British company, it's 10%. Here the pound sterling, US company is 7%, whereas the British company is 6%. So what is the advantage of a swap? In their home currency, each of the companies has 1% borrowing advantage. And it is this advantage that allows the currency swap to occur. A British company would borrow pound sterling at 6%, whereas a US company would borrow the US dollars at 9%. The two companies would then exchange the debt with each other, and after exchange, the British company would have a US dollar debt at 9%, whereas the US company would have a pound sterling loan at 6%. Thus, what happens because of this? Each company would reduce the cost of their borrowings by almost about 1%. So what are the advantages of the currency swaps? They can be used to hedge currency exposures. This helps to circumvent the foreign exchange regulations. It is useful for arbitraging and is also useful for the asset liability management. Next, we move on to another important product, which is cross-currency interest rate swaps. The cross-currency interest rate swap product combines the features of the interest rate and the currency swap. Instead of the exchange of fixed rate interest in one currency for the fixed rate interest in another currency, the exchange is between the fixed rate in one currency and floating rate in another currency, or vice versa. So this type of swap is also utilized based on the needs of the actual parties involved. So friends, with this we have reached the conclusion of this chapter. Swaps are an exchange of liabilities. This can be of currency or interest rates or combination of both. They are undertaken to take advantage of the differentials in the imperfect world. Thank you very much.